All right, 99.5 KKLA FM Los Angeles, the intersection of faith and reason here at the Frank Pastore Show. Welcome aboard. Last week, this had got some attention, not enough, and I want to bring it back because it's pretty startling what actually the Obama administration had done with the head of NASA to go over on Al Jazeera TV. Here to talk about it, Dr. Zudi Jasser, founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, who is a Navy Lieutenant Commander in the Medical Corps. He is a former president of the Arizona Medical Association and today is an internist in private practice in Phoenix. And he's also the founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. And so, Zudi, what was going on with sending the head of NASA over on Al Jazeera TV to basically do some PR for science education? What was going on?
It's bizarre. I mean, you think that the levels of insanity our administration is going to go to quote-unquote reach out to the Muslim world won't be exceeded, and we keep doing that. On Al Jazeera, he basically said, quote, he wants to find a way to reach out to the Muslim world and engage much more with dominantly Muslim nations to help them feel good about their historic contribution to science, math, and engineering. And then basically he said he was going to, remember, our budget deficit-ridden government is going to start a new fund to support technological development in Muslim-majority countries. And, you know, you listen to this, first of all, it shows, it bespeaks of an administration that has no idea what the primary problem is. Their problem is in science. I mean, the Muslim Brotherhood that spread radical Islam throughout the world, Osama bin Laden is an engineer. It's the Brotherhood's called pejoratively the Brotherhood of Engineers. They have more science than they know what to do with. We've started medical schools. Cornell, Georgetown, and others have put satellite schools over there because the problem isn't science. Science doesn't threaten democracy. I'm sorry, science doesn't threaten dictatorships. What threatens them is political science, philosophy, literature, liberal sciences, and that's what they don't want. And that's really, if we want to talk about advocating human rights, you don't do that. By giving them our space secrets. That's absurd.
Well, and in the midst of having all this horrible deficit spending that we're in right now, even spending more money to basically fund the Muslim world in science and education and engineering and mathematics and that, and I'm thinking, well, get Saudi Arabia to do that. Get the oil-rich countries to educate their own people. Why are we spending our money to go over there when we can't even educate our own kids?
And that's the issue, is that the old saying is that you teach them how to fish and you don't give them the fish. And their problem, the reason they haven't developed any significant products out of the Middle East is because they only have their source under the desert there, which is oil and petrodollars, and they've not had to use their own minds to create free markets, through free markets and other things. And you have to change their entire systems in order to reform Islam and bring it into the 21st century. And it's not going to be done through this type of outreach through science. And you know, the problem is that we're just not looking at what the solutions are. Recently the president said he wouldn't even use the word Islam or Islamism or jihad in any document, and we're seeing a lot of think tanks now in the past few weeks coming out saying that is extremely ill-advised and points to an administration that just doesn't get it. And to do this on Al Jazeera, and I'll tell you, you know what the follow-up is?
Huh.
Yesterday, Gibb, in a press conference, said, you know, that was a mistake. We don't know why he said that.
What?
And so on the interview, he said that was his foremost job as a NASA chief was to outreach to the 57 Muslim countries around the world.
Wait. How can you get, and this is not, I mean, this guy probably really is a rocket scientist, but this guy, Charles Bolden, you can't get that wrong. You know what I mean? No doubt President Barack Obama told him, I want you to go on a mission. Your job is to promote science, education, math, and engineering in the Middle East. You're going to be my primary envoy. You can't get that wrong, Zudi. And then now to try to backpedal off it, everyone knows that's what he's doing.
And let me give you a corroboration, which I link in my piece, which is that the head Muslim on the President's Science and Technology Commission, Ahmed Zuwail, who is a Nobel Prize winner, he actually wrote a piece in the Boston Globe after the President's Cairo speech last summer in which he said that the way to reform the Middle East is through a scientific renaissance, and that he basically said that's going to be the mission that he would advance that Obama do, and he compared it to the scientific renaissance under Nasser, Gamal Abdel Nasser in Egypt, who was the biggest despot of the Middle East, whose terminal disease of despotism and pan-Arabism is what afflicted and destroyed the Middle East, according to my parents. And yet, this is the kind of advice he's getting, that's the type of scientific renaissance we need, which is to emulate Gamal Abdel Nasser, which was a fascist dictator, and that's just absurd.
All right, so wait, let me get this right. So Obama's primary chief, science officer, if you will, to do outreach in the Muslim world, wrote a piece in the Boston Globe right after Obama's Cairo speech and said that his recommended strategy is going to be promoting science education for an Islamic renaissance to occur, funded by the United States throughout the Middle East, much like what Nasser did in Egypt. And so that was done right after the Cairo speech. And then just last week, this news broke that the head of NASA had personally been given the instruction by President Barack Obama to go over into the Middle East with the primary job of starting more science, math, and engineering education that we will fund. I mean, the two dots, I mean, they go together perfectly. To try to now back off of that, Zudi, is absurd.
Exactly. And what they found is they found out that the American public, and what from blogs to conservative media to talk radio, have been saying, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. We have the biggest security threats coming out of that area. We don't want to hand them space technology. Science doesn't work to reform anything. It's really more about just education. But all of these things don't click. So they retracted and said, oh, wait a minute, he didn't do that through any authorization. And yet it's all been laid out for the past year about the fact that this is what they want to do. They don't want to push them on human rights. They don't want to push them on women's rights and minority rights, on why you can't build a church in Saudi Arabia, why apostates who leave the faith get treated with the death penalty at times. No, they don't want to address that. They just want to give them space shuttle technology. Mm.
Zudi, I want everyone to understand that you are a Muslim and you also love America. And we come back, I want you to tell that story, because that's really what the American Islamic Forum for Democracy is all about. And you also made a mention a moment ago regarding the fact that these people are living over a sea of oil, and that's what has allowed them to really bypass any kind of a reformation or an enlightenment or a renaissance. And I want you to connect the dots on that and share that story. We're checking in with Dr. Zudi Jasser, founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, and he will tell that story when we continue. Straight ahead here at the intersection of faith and reason on the Frank Pastore Show. And all the also, by the way, we are now offering commercial-free podcasts through our website at frankpastore.com. Check that out. Here's rapid traffic from the Azusa Pacific University Traffic Center.
Still a troublesome commute. 110 North transition to the 10 West, blocked by a big rig crash that's loading up traffic at MLK Jr. Boulevard, and that remains heavy until the 5. Southbound 110 into downtown, 101 to Slauson, it's heavy. 10 eastbound is busy. From PCH to La Cienega, that would be the Santa Monica Freeway. Then along the 60 East, 710 to Grand, it's busy. 10 East is slow from Atlantic to Francisquito. That would be the San Bernardino portion of the 10 freeway. And then the 210 eastbound, sluggish from Lake to Azusa. In Orange County, 55 North and MacArthur, they're attempting to remove a breakdown from the carpool lane. Delays start up at the 405. The 405 northbound is sluggish from Bristol to Brookhurst. This report brought to you by Hot Shots. Something bugging you? New Hot Shot Natural Ant and Roach Killer kills German cockroaches twice as fast as EcoSmart Ant and Roach Killer. Something bugging you? Take care of it with Hot Shot Insecticides, available at Lowe's. Just the major tie-ups that'll slow you down. Rapid traffic, 99.5 KKLA.
Hey, Frank here with a special Capital Gold Group alert from gold expert and registered financial consultant Jonathan Rose.
Frank, it's important to understand that all gold is not created equal, and that the type of gold you purchase will dictate the profits that you will make. I'll let you in on a little secret, a guide that other gold firms do not want you to see. It's the 2010 Official Insider's Guide to Owning Gold. I have 20 of these gold guides that I can give away today to the first 20 callers who mention Frank Pastore, free, shipping included.
Jonathan, that's a very generous offer. What's in the guide?
Frank, this complete buyer's guide shows you how to purchase gold at the lowest possible prices, which gold coins will give you a better return in the future, and if you have a 401k or an IRA, it will show you how to roll that over into an IRA backed by solid gold.
Okay, gang, be one of the first 20 callers and get the Official Insider's Guide to Owning Gold, free, shipping included. It's what other gold firms do not want you to see. Call Capital Gold Group now at 800-510-9594, 800-510-9594. Got that? It's 800-510-9594. Or go to KQLA.com and type in the keyword gold.
Frank, gold is over $1,200 an ounce. I predict gold will hit $5,000 an ounce over the next 5 years. Protect yourself from inflation. Gold is portfolio insurance for your hard-earned dollars, and you owe it to yourself to know your options.
Capital Gold Group is one of few precious metal leaders to maintain a high rating as an accredited business with a Better Business Bureau. To get the official insider's guide other gold firms don't want you to see, call 800-510-9594 or go to KQLA.com and type in the keyword gold. Be one of the first 20 callers and get the official insider's guide to owning gold, free, shipping included. Call 800-510-9594, 800-510-9594, or go to KQLA.com and type in the keyword gold.
The Frank Pastore Show is brought to you in part by American Vision Windows and Galpin Ford, the number one volume Ford dealer in the world.
Hi, this is Frank Pastore, and you've heard about E. coli termite and pest control services, right? How they use non-toxic alternative methods to kill termites. Well, I am pleased to announce that E. coli has once again been voted a Daily News favorite the second year in a row, and the best green exterminator by LA Magazine. Here's the owner of E. coli, Susan Fries.
The name E. coli means ecological alternatives, and as a mom, I too am concerned about avoiding harmful chemicals to kill termites around my house. And chemical fumigation is not your only option. We have more clean alternative methods than any other company, and our inspectors will carefully explain which method is best for you. So call and find out about the E. coli Green Advantage. Dial 1-800-332-BUGS. That's 1-800-332-BUGS.
And hey gang, right now E. coli is offering $100 off on termite treatment for new customers when you mention KKLA Radio. So call them today at 1-800-332-BUGS. That's 1-800-332-BUGS, $100 off.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. 800-332-BUGS.
All right, 99.5 KQLA FM Los Angeles. The Frank Pastore Show continues here as we check in with Dr. Zudi Jasser, founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. Now, Zudi is a Muslim. He is also a retired Navy lieutenant commander in the medical corps. He is an internist in Phoenix. He's the former president of the Arizona Medical Association, and he could be doing things rather than running AIFD. But why is he doing this? Well, he sees a horrible takeover, if you will, of the religion that he believes in, Islam, and it is being taken over, attempted to be taken over, by a group that wants to advance what he refers to as political Islam. And Zudi, I want you to lay this out, because here you are as a Muslim, but you love America. I mean, you fought for our country. You served in our country. And a lot of people that sort of, you know, they raise their eyebrows like, oh, really? But that's exactly the point, that we need to make that not so uncommon that people would be sort of taken aback by that, but that it would become common.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you enough. After 9/11, I realized that there's, you know, the threat, obviously, we've known for a long time, from way before 9/11, but I thought it would just work itself out as we began to understand Western freedom and the separation of church and state, and especially our Constitution and our Establishment Clause, but there just wasn't time. 9/11 proved that this political Islam's advancement is growing exponentially, and we needed to do something, and that the only way to defeat radical Islam was through a civil war of ideas within the Muslim consciousness, to teach my children and other Muslims that you can separate mosque and state and still adhere to your faith, your spiritual path, and be pious and pray and fast and believe in your scripture, but yet not believe in wanting to implement Sharia law or Islamic law into society, that you don't need to do that. And I think our founding fathers taught me that through what I read through Jefferson and others about religious freedom, that you didn't have to have canon law in order to be a good Christian. You could follow Christian principles but not have that in government, and that's what AIFD is all about. Our organization is, now we're rolling out over the next year a liberty project that we hope to work with youth to teach them these ideas, to empower them against the narrative of political Islam that really is winning in the war of ideas right now, and we want to turn that tide.
Now, Zudi, has there been in the history of Islam an attempt at a reformation or a renaissance or an enlightenment in order to bring about what happened in the Christian West, this separation of church and state, or a separation of mosque and state? Has it ever been tried?
As far as a palpable movement, no. But as far as scholars that exist that I could spend hours telling you about, imams either that used to be part of Islamic State that left it, from Ishmawi in Egypt to An-Na'im, who's a professor in Emory, to others out of Sudan even, and Saudi that left or were imprisoned there. The prisons of Islamic State are full of individuals that have tried to do this and are working on it. And what we're trying to do is, I was in the Oslo Freedom Forum in April and spoke and met women and others that are working to reform these ideas and have been persecuted. So the network's there. We just need the resources to fight the petrodollars, to fight entrenched institutions that have had hundreds of years of a head start against us. And this is why it cannot just be a Muslim solution. It needs to be a global solution to work together, just like we work to defeat communism.
Zudi, you must be considered a strategic enemy of political Islam. I mean, your entire ministry, your entire work at AIFD is to bring attention to this, and yet you continue to speak all over the country. I see you on television regularly, and I'm wondering, what do we need to know in order to help AIFD and in order to help you get this message out?
Well, I think you see, as we talked about today, even with the NASA issue and with others, whether it's the mosque at Ground Zero or the security threats we see, there's constant opportunities to hold your media, your universities, your businesses, your political representatives and government and others accountable for what they're doing or what they're not doing, and what they're doing to prevent the threats that occur from advancing against us. We saw it with the Times Square near attack, with the attack at Fort Hood that happened, and with the constant threats that are increasing more and more, we need help. I would ask people to go to our website at AIFdemocracy.org, AIFdemocracy.org, and look at our ideas and help build our network, and we'd love to come speak at universities and advance our Liberty Project.
Zudi, tell me about the wonderful documentary that you narrate, The Third Jihad. I've watched that. It's wonderful. You do a great job. I want to encourage people to get a hold of that. What's that all about, The Third Jihad?
Yeah, we came together with the Clarion Fund, and they had the idea of looking at the threat, the Third Jihad, which is the threat that we've been talking about here. And basically, a few interviews led to consultation that led to me narrating the movie, and they can see it at thethirdjihad.com. And again, you can have showings of it. It's a little over 60 minutes. It looks at the threat to the West as far as Sharia courts, the threat of Iran, the threat from the prison system in the United States. It looks at all the different areas. It looks at the threat of Muslim Brotherhood front groups like the Council on American Islamic Relations, Islamic Society North America, and all these groups that purport to speak for Muslims, but yet are really, when it comes to the community of Muslims, are a minority ideology.
Zudi, before I let you go, tell me your thoughts regarding this this mosque that may, in fact, be erected near Ground Zero in New York.
Well, I think this is a litmus test issue in that it's not about religious freedom. My family has built mosques in various cities from Wisconsin to Arizona, but it really has to do with the judgment of taking a place where a war began, which was Ground Zero between us and radical Islam, and saying that it's the beginning of a cultural exchange. It really demeans the memories of the families and those that have continued to fight for our freedom, and I think it's poor judgment. Not only that, this structure is not just a humble mosque. There are mosques in that area that exist already. It's a $100 million project that the imam that's starting it was in Middle Eastern media asking for funding. So it appears that he's looking for foreign funding to build a mosque that Al-Qaeda and others will look at and say, wow, look at this.
Wow.
We destroyed the World Trade Center, and a $100 million mosque comes up after it. And I think it sends the wrong message. And I'll tell you, as an American, it reminds me that one of our mottos at AIFD is that we are Americans that happen to be Muslim, not Muslim that demand to be American. And I think that that's really, the latter is what this mosque does, not the former.
Zudi, I'm wondering how this would play throughout the Middle East, in Riyadh, in Damascus, and in Cairo, to basically destroy the World Trade Center and in its place erect a mosque. I mean, throughout the history of warfare, one of the ways in which you demonstrate the defeat of a captive people is you destroy their temples of worship and you erect your own, you know, temples of worship. And I think that's the message that would be spread throughout the Middle East.
I think that's what they're missing, is that this is the way it's going to be twisted. And numbers of media that are very Islamist from Al Jazeera on, and they'll tell you, well, it's a couple blocks away. This really isn't going to be a place of pluralism. have a swimming pool, an auditorium, and be welcome of all faiths. Well, you know, listen, that's why it's bad judgment, is that you have so many other places to do that. To go to Ground Zero and make it a place of interfaith cooperation about an Islamic thing, no, build a memorial funded by Muslims, but yet make it a non-Islamic memorial. Make it just about America. And I think that sends a whole different message than a mosque and $100 million Islamic cultural center.
Zidi Jasser, appreciate your work. He is the founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. Their website, AIFdemocracy.org, will link to that at frankpastore.com. Also, check out their excellent documentary, The Third Jihad. I'll link to all of this at our website at frankpastore.com. We're going to continue straight ahead and find out why it's important to actually read the Constitution. Get into that straight ahead at the intersection of faith and reason on the Frank Pastore Show at 99.5 KKLA. Here's rapid traffic from the Azusa Pacific University Traffic Center.